It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Kathy's here from the Glenwood Elks again. This weekend is a hoop shoot weekend.
Hello again.
Hello again. So it's on Saturday, right? The 14th?
Yep. On Saturday.
Is this hoop shoot locally. Hoop shoot, of course, has been a program of Elks for a long time.
Long time.
Like 75 plus years.
Probably, yeah,
well,
if we added it up.
Let's 73 years.
Let's use our math.
I was never that good at math. Since 1946.
That's right. When it originally started. There was a gentleman in Corvallis, Oregon, that saw some kids playing and noticed that the younger kids were not really being able to participate really well. So he decided to hold his own little free throw, hoop shoot kind of thing. And as he started to do it, then the Elks as a national kind of saw it and said, you know, hey, this is a pretty cool thing. Let's make this an event that we hold, all lodges hold this. So that was
in 1946 when he started that. The
correct.
Guy's name was Frank Heise.
Correct.
And then it was actually 1972 that Elks on a national basis started doing the national hoop shoot.
Right, the finals.
Right.
Yep.
Two local kids, not kids anymore,
no.
But at the time they were kids, have actually won the hoop shoot competition. Bill Bransma from Rifle back in 1990, 1991. And then more recently, then back in 1999, or 99-2000, Sean Floor from Glenwood also won. I find it interesting, both of the local guys won it when they were the same age. They were both in the 12 to 13 age category. I don't know what, if anything, that means. But.
Well, it kind of makes you wonder, not knowing the history that far back myself, is did they start when they were 8?
Right.
Were they doing the hoop shoot all those years? And finally, by the time they got to that 12, 13 spot, they were good as gold to get in there and get the national. So.
Right. It's I don't know. You don't want me trying to shoot a free throw for you. That's all I can say. We don't need to get into that.
You know, I think the coolest thing about the hoop shoot is that, you know, there's a lot of kids out there that can't dribble a ball or play the game of basketball, but they can stand on the line and they can shoot hoops all day long. They can play a mean game of horse. So, you know.
Those are the kids I did not like in school.
So those are the kids that need to come out for this. You know, if you're not a basketball star, you don't have to be for these hoop shoot events.
Sure.
All you have to do is be somebody that likes to sit there and throw free throws. So,
and these are not trick shots, by the way.
No.
They are actually free throws. So
correct.
You'll be on the line shooting. It's not, you know, over the rope.
Right.
Off the wall. Nothing but net kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're obviously still taking registrants. You're still taking registrations for kids.
Yes, they will register that day.
Okay. So register this Saturday where?
At Glenwood Springs Middle School.
Okay.
Registration starts at 9, and then the shoot will start at 10 o'clock. So we really need everybody to get there before 10 o'clock and get registered.
Because there's no pre-registration. You'll do it all
right
there. Can folks print out forms and that kind of thing online and bring those with them?
I wish we had that set up this year, but we don't.
Okay. All right. So, again, just show up at 9. There will be some paperwork. Obviously, parents will have to sign, right?
Yes, and they do need to bring a copy of their birth certificate.
To prove how old they are.
Correct.
Okay, so make sure you have that copy of the birth certificate.
Right. Now, if they show up and they don't have it at the time, but they win their division, that's when we're really going to need it for them to advance. If we can't get a copy of it, then the person that is the next up is going to be the one to go. So
okay.
Really want those copies.
You bet. Is there a fee for this?
Nope,
a cost?
Free.
Okay, so it's absolutely free. Anybody that wants to do it can. You mentioned 8 is the lower age limit. What's
right.
The maximum age limit?
13.
Okay, so kids between 8 and 13 will be eligible. And again, that's why you bring the birth certificate with you. Fill out the, I'm sure, the liability waiver and that kind of thing.
Right.
Again, starting at 9 o'clock this Saturday morning at Glenwood Middle, just a little bit down the road from the Elks. And then what is the – is it kind of like a spelling bee where everybody has a chance to make the free throw – or do they just make a certain have a certain number of shots?
So what they do is they, of course, they're in their category. They're 8 to 9 boys.
Okay,
you know, 10. And then the girls.
And girls, too, by the
right.
way. You know, we
yep,
mentioned
boys
two,
and girls.
Two local boys have won, but yes. it's a girls' competition as well.
Correct. And so what they do when they get up to their first set, they'll do 15 shots, and then they'll go to the end of the line. So once everybody does their 15 shots on the basket, then they'll get just a little bit of a break, and then they get to shoot 10 more. So it's a total of 25, but they don't have to do 25 all at once. So kind of gives them a little bit of a breather before they have to keep going.
If you have multiple kids that make all 25, then what do you do?
Then there's going to be a, I think they do a 5-basket tip-off or however they want to call it. But and then I'm not sure if they flip a coin as far as who goes first and that kind of stuff. But
okay. So kind of like a tiebreaker
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they'll each get like 5 shots.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a shootout in
yeah.
hockey.
Exactly.
until somebody makes it. Or
right.
or in soccer, I guess. You've got a shootout in soccer too,
yeah.
right? Yeah. If anybody has any questions, can they call the lodge?
They can, or they can contact me. Okay. My number is 970-274-2502, and they can ask me any information they'd like, or if they want to send an email, they can send an email to that secretary@gwselks.com.
All right, and I'll give that information, by the way, frequently throughout the afternoon today. Just
thank you.
So that folks have it, in case you do have questions, because sometimes there are things that come up that I don't think of, and
yeah.
that kind of thing. Again, it's this Saturday is the hoop shoot. Again, registration starts at 9 o'clock sharp. Try and get everybody through as quickly as possible because the need to start shooting free throws at 10 o'clock.
Right.
How many kids do you typically have come out for this?
You know, it's kind of varied in the years. It just depends. I know that we have put flyers in Carbondale and Gypsum and Edwards area and, you know, I heard that there's a tournament going on. I'm not sure if everybody on this side, I know that Gypsum and stuff like that.
It's the Demon Invitational is this weekend.
Yeah, there's some tournament. So we might not get those younger kids. Well, the 12, 13 probably age group, I'm not sure. But usually anywhere from 30 to 40. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Again, the hoop shoot is this weekend, the local hoop shoot, again, with opportunities to advance to regional and national.
We'll go right. to district first.
Okay, so I knew I missed one. Sometimes there isn't a district. It just, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
we'll talk about all of that when we come back. Again, if you want, the kids are interested in signing up. It's available for any kid between 8 and 13. As of what date, Kathy?
April 1st, 2020.
Okay.
Is where their birth date will fall as far as what category they're in, 8 and 9, 10 or 11, 12 and 13.
Okay. So if they turn 14 on April 2nd, they can participate.
They can because they'll still be 13.
On April 1st,
yes.
On April Fool's Day. See, I'm no fool. Again, if you have any questions about this Saturday's hoop shoot put on by the local Elks, you can call 274-2502. That's Kathy's number. You can also call the lodge, 945-2286. And again, Kathy's email is secretary@gwselks.com.
Correct.
Back in just a minute, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Kathy from the Glenwood Elks. Again, they host their hoop shoot this Saturday, starting at 9 o'clock. That's when registration begins at Glenwood Springs Middle School. Then start shooting hoops. Shooting three free throws at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. We mentioned a couple local kids have been free throw national champions, hoop shoot national champions, I should say.
Yeah.
Sean Floor from Glenwood back in 1999-2000, and then Bill Bransma from Rifle back in 1990-1991.
Yeah.
So speaking of the other lodges, Aspen and Rifle also do hoop shoots?
Absolutely. So okay. Rifle held theirs, I believe they had theirs the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And just a word to the wise, if you were a child that went to that one, you cannot come and shoot at ours.
That was my next question.
Yes.
So you can only participate. It's not a – because sometimes it's – if you don't win,
right,
you can go to another one. But this is if you participate in one.
Right.
Okay. So you get to pick which one,
right.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you can only participate in one local hoop shoot.
Correct.
Okay.
And then Aspen, I think, is holding theirs December 18th. So they usually host theirs like after school event kind
of thing. So next Wednesday, a week from today.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm better at my math than than I thought I was. We were talking right before the break about where the winner from the local hoop shoot goes, and there is a district hoop shoot?
There is a district hoop shoot, and so we will be hosting that one again ourselves. So last year, Rifle hosted. We kind of usually flip back and forth between Rifle and ourselves, and that will be January 11th. Same place, same bat channel.
And where? How large is the district? Is it all of Colorado?
Or? No.
Okay.
That's our district is Mountain District, and so I think we have seven or eight lodges. Not all of those lodges will host their own local shoot, but we hope they do. So they will come over for the district shoot on January 11th. They're winners from their categories.
Okay, so I'm just judging, so maybe a little over 100 kids in the district shoot?
Yeah, there's six winners from each.
Okay, so six times seven,
yeah.
So more like 40.
Yeah.
So a similar number, I guess.
But then the parents and then the siblings.
Well, yeah,
and the,
sure.
Yeah, it can be pretty big.
Is it, I mean, obviously, you know, parents and siblings come and probably more and more so as they progress through the hoop shoot.
Right.
Is there a big crowd on hand usually?
Usually at the district one, there's a little bit more.
Okay.
Because they're traveling,
so
you know.
The local hoop shoot, maybe just mom and dad.
Yeah.
But as you continue to progress district and region and so on and so forth.
Yeah. But anybody is welcome to come out. I mean, if you don't have anybody that you know that's going to be there to shoot, if you just want to come and watch, it's a pretty cool event. And it's, you know, it's kind of, I always kind of laugh because it's kind of like golf, you know, when you're watching golf or you're next to golf and they tell you, shh.
Right, exactly.
So everybody has to be quiet, you know, while the kids are shooting. And it's like, it's really hard. You can see sometimes the parents sitting on the side going, oh, you know, and it's like, you got to be quiet. So.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun event.
So after the district hoop shoot on January 11th, then is it a region or is it state?
It's a regional.
Okay.
So, and the regional, I couldn't find the date on that, but I think it's in February. And that's usually held in Salida. I'm messing up. State is in February. That's in Salida.
Okay.
So that will be for all of Colorado.
So there is a state and then a regional.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the regional one will be in March, and that's in Colorado Springs. And don't ask me who all's in that region, but I think it's like Kansas and Colorado and
several states.
Maybe Montana. I'm not sure what our region, which states are in our region, but it's at least four.
If it includes Montana, it would probably include Wyoming then.
I'm not.
Right. Sure.
When it comes to those regions, you know, they are always seem to be weird because, you know, just like anything, like our lodge is number 2286, which means we're the 2,286th lodge.
Right.
So, you know, the states are the same way. This state was, you know, formed more lodges, so they got put with this state and then this state. You know what I mean?
And it's probably about balancing numbers, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's kind of like congressional districts,
yeah.
Which we'll hear all kinds of controversy about starting next year again.
Yeah, we won't go
which far. We do every 10 years. So the regional, again, will be in Colorado Springs. So that'll
correct.
Be a number of – do you find that when the regional is going to be in Colorado that you have more local kids come out because if they advance, they'll be able to stay closer to home longer?
You know, I never.
Does that not seem to make a difference?
I never thought about it that way, but yeah. I would hope so. Because and the other thing too is a lot of times, you know, the parents they see this and they hear about it. Oh, all these advancements and things like that. Well, I know that our lodge, and I'm sure that Rifle and Aspen and every other lodge tries to help with the parents' expenditures going to these events. Hmm. So you know, I mean, travel, gas. You know, hotel to stay over sometimes when you're going to these other state and regional things. So I'm pretty sure that the local lodges help their winners out as they advance.
Okay.
And if
so
not,
don't let that be a barrier.
Yes. Yes.
If your kid's got some talent, bring them out and figure that out with the lodge later.
Yeah. Yeah. And even if they don't bring them out too, because it's still a fun event.
I imagine it. How long does it take?
Usually they're done within like an hour, hour and a half. Just depends on how many kids. And for the most part, you probably are looking at, you know, the older groups, I think we get a little bit more. The 8 to 9, we may only have a couple kids in each category. But, you know, you're averaging at least 5 to 6 kids per category.
Okay. So definitely early enough to go have lunch afterward or
something. We will be
like
serving
that.
Lunch. So we'll have we'll have pizza when we're doing the awards and stuff afterwards.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Oh, well, I had to now. And then each kid will get a T-shirt. Hoop Shoot T-shirt, and then the first and second place of each category gets a medal for this year, and then we do have some red, white, and blue drug awareness basketballs, and just depends on how many kids we get out if we're going to be able to give them to everybody, but we will have those too.
And did you say that you send 5 kids from the local Hoop Shoot to the next level, to the district?
It would be 6. If we have a winner from each, there's 6 categories.
Okay. So the winner from each category. So you've a separate category for girls?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So boys, girls, and then that would be 8 to 9, 10 to 11, 12 to 13.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Again, it happens this Saturday, Glenwood Springs Middle School. There's no pre-anything.
Nope.
If the kids are interested in participating in the Hoop Shoot, just show up 9 o'clock Saturday morning, Glenwood Springs Middle School. Again, there will be some paperwork for mom and or dad to fill out. And do make sure you bring a copy of the birth certificate. Cannot advance, assuming they win, cannot advance to the district competition without a copy of the birth certificate.
Correct.
That's very important. Again, the ages are as of April 1st, 2020. Again, 8 to 13 years old for boys and girls.
Yep.
Again, the district competition is January 11th. And then the State is, okay.
No, it gets really confusing.
State is February in Salida. Mm-hmm. And then the regional will be in Colorado Springs at some point thereafter. And then the national competition. When is the national Hoop Shoot
April.
This year? Okay. So in April, and where is that?
That's in Chicago.
Okay. So that would be this year anyway, the only time that you would be far enough away that it would be. You'd have to fly. It's
right.
Not practical to. I guess you could take the train.
Right.
Amtrak goes to Chicago. That's the end of the line, right? Is it Chicago? I think so. I think I heard that once. I mean, it'd be
train aficionado. Sorry.
Well, it's a family thing.
Okay.
But it's probably a flight is what you're probably talking about there again.
And again, like April. I said, if their local lodge can't help them out, I believe that the state association also has some funds to be able to do some scholarships to get people there. So
like I said before, don't let that be a barrier.
Please don't.
You know, if the kid is interested. Give it a try, and then there are some resources that the Elks are willing to help out. Elks are very, really enjoy helping veterans and kids.
Yes.
It seems to be the two areas that Elks seem to be really focused on.
Yes.
I know you give out those scholarships that we talk about from time to time. I'm trying to remember, you actually have a scholarship. What's the term I'm looking for? A scholarship fund.
Yes.
So you actually, when you award scholarships, you're giving the interest on that fund.
Yes. On our lodge, that's how we do ours. And we have been pretty much averaging about anywhere from $15,000 a year that we're giving out just from our lodge.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah.
And again, that's due to a philanthropic member of the Glenwood Elks years ago that made a legacy donation. So on their death, you got the money, and that continues to sit in the bank and earn interest.
Right.
And that's how you're able to give away. Again, every lodge is a little bit different.
Right, absolutely.
But every lodge does give scholarships. Mm-hmm. It's just your funding mechanism is a little bit different.
Yeah. And we, you know, we hold our different fundraisers and stuff. You know, years ago we had the strawberry booth.
That's right.
Now we do our Strawberry Days raffle. Basically, we have a ticket, a raffle that we do that I think $2,500 is the top prize. And then we have tons of other gifts that we give away down from that. So that helps feed into our scholarship fund. So
awesome. And that was an anonymous donation, if I remember right, that started this whole
You got me on that one. Okay.
I think that's what I remember being told, is that it was an anonymous member of – members of the Elks might know, but it's not supposed to be public knowledge.
Right.
Of who actually made that that large donation years ago to help fund the Glenwood Elks scholarships. Again, you said Rifle has already had their hoop shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Aspen's will be next Wednesday. And again, you can only participate, the kids can only participate in one hoop shoot.
Correct.
So if you participated in Rifle, if you're going to in Aspen, don't show up Saturday morning.
Exactly.
Unless you just want practice, I guess. Again, mom and dad will need to bring a copy of the gift certificate, a copy of the birth certificate for the kids that are participating.
Yep.
Need to sign some paperwork. Again, registration starts around 9 o'clock Saturday morning at Glenwood Springs Middle School. Again, it's available to kids, boys and girls, 8 to 13 years old as of April Fool's Day next year.
Correct. And we'll be serving lunch after.
That's right. Pizza. Pizza,
yep.
and a free T-shirt. Plus,
right.
first and second place will get medals.
Mm-hmm.
And you also mentioned you've got some anti-drug, stay-off drugs basketballs.
Yep, like drug awareness basketballs.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Limited edition.
Yes.
Basketballs. Or as we would say back in the 80s, just say no. You remember that, right?
It's yeah. still just say no.
Well, is it really?
Yeah.
They still use that catchphrase?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow, that's awesome. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Kathy, the secretary of the Benevolent Protective Order of Elks Lodge number 2286 out in West Glenwood.
Just recently, since our secretary, Ann Maggard, is going to Georgia. We'll miss her, but she's going to follow her grandbaby. So
Georgia.
Yeah.
So being close to family is, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that being a huge motivating factor.
Yep.
And actually, it's not your first time as an officer either. Of course,
no.
You were the ER, the exalted ruler, as you call it.
Yes.
What was that? 3-4 years ago?
2017, yeah.
Okay, so just a couple of years.
Yeah.
Time distorts as it gets, you know,
yes,
further
it does.
And further away.
As
I mentioned,
older we get.
Yeah, right. I was trying not to say that. Again, hoop shoot is this Saturday. Earlier in the day on Saturday is actually when you're going to be stuffing those memorial boxes that we talked about last week.
Yep, we will be doing those starting at 7:30 in the morning and getting 120 boxes out the door and then jumping over to hoop shoot and then so on and so on. And then Sunday we got the memorial dinner. And
it's a busy weekend.
It is a very busy weekend.
Do you now, which of those events are yours that you're actually handling yourself?
Well, I do, for sure, the memorial boxes have been mine for quite a few years now. The hoop shoot, I'm just kind of helping get it organized. I've got other people that will be over there doing the registration and, gotcha, needless to say, running the hoop shoot.
And probably all hands on deck for the memorial dinner, huh?
Yes, and then everybody for memorial dinner. And we have some other members, and then Tammy that was here with me last week, she's kind of in charge of the memorial dinner on Sunday. So,
of course, the memorial dinner is something that's happened every year since December 1985, of course, when the Rocky Mountain natural gas explosion happened. And so for the last 34 years, that's happened every year.
Yep.
Is again, it's now more of a social event where everybody comes out. You really don't have a program or anything like
no.
that planned, right?
No, it's just, you know, I think when they originally started it, it was just a memorial for people to come out and remember the people that were lost at that event. Of course, we always remember them, but it's just kind of grown into now, you know, a hot meal for anybody that's, you know, in need. And if they are definitely homebound and can't make it in, then we do deliveries out to them. But it's just kind of a nice event. The Boy Scouts come out and they're there to help, you know, serve and clear plates and just chat with everybody. And it's just kind of a nice little gathering.
And that's right. I remember last time you mentioned that the Glenwood Elks Lodge is actually the sponsoring club for that Boy Scout troop.
And I found out just last night at their Court of Honor that it's been their 100th year. So
No kidding.
Right?
So since really 1919?
That's what they're saying.
But I had no idea.
I'm like, I don't think so, but that's what they said last night. So,
wow.
It might be just the Boy Scouts in general that were okay. The 100 years, but.
Still, 100 yeah. years is 100 yeah. years. So yeah. regardless what the scope is,
right.
that's pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure we're probably pretty close in there because Bill Dodd Scott was quite up there in his age when he passed away, and he's passed away for quite a few years now, and he was kind of one of the main founders, and I'm sure he was probably in his 20s, early 30s when he started that troop. So
there you go. That would match.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Again, the Memorial Dinner Sunday night is absolutely free, and
yep.
it starts when, Kathy?
11 o'clock.
Okay. I'm sorry. So it's not dinner. It's lunch.
It's lunch, yes.
So 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. Again, everyone is welcome.
Yep.
It's free. And I want to say it's typical, like, holiday kind of stuff.
Typical
right?
holiday meal. Turkey, ham, mashed potatoes, vegetables, pumpkin pie, which I know you love.
Once a year.
All the goodies, all the fixings.
And again, if you are definitely homebound, you can't get out. They'll figure a way to get you one of those lunches.
Yeah, they can call the lodge and let us know, and we have a lot of runners doing food that day. So
again, it's 945-2286. Speaking of runners, the memorial boxes that you're stuffing Saturday morning, do you have enough volunteers to stuff all those boxes, or could you still use some more help?
You know, I never keep a list of who says they're going to come out and help me, so I'm just like random. If you want to come out and help and okay. you want to do your Christmas deed for the year, come on out and help us stuff some boxes.
They will take the help.
Absolutely.
Again, Kathy's number is 274-2502, and she'll be up bright and early Saturday morning if you want to check in before heading out.
Coffee and donuts.
There you go. That would get me out.
And, you know, the weather's looking like it's going to be kind of one of those kind of Christmassy kind of days, yeah, so it's going to be all in the full spirit, I think.
Make sure you bring the iPod and, you know, turn on some Christmas tunes.
Oh, yeah, we'll be playing it.
As opposed to the, you know, you can always turn on the countdown, too. Just saying. Again, they'll be packing 120 boxes, and where I was going with speaking of runners, the sheriff's office helps deliver a lot of those 120 boxes also.
They do. They do 75 out to their community, our community, but they know who's more in need than we do, and sometimes those people don't want to, you know, call and put their name on a list. So our sheriff's department knows who's out there and who's in need. So they come and usually pick up about 75 boxes, and those boxes go with frozen turkey. So they show up with about 8 to 10 trucks that scatter once they put them all in their vehicles.
Is it are they deputy? I mean, is it patrol or is it
combination?
The victims advocates that come and do it?
No, some of the sheriffs and some of the administrative ladies and people that work in the offices come and help. And yeah, it's quite a group.
Okay. Awesome. Anything else that we should mention that we have not talked about yet?
I think we covered it all this time, Gabe. Amazing. Once again, here we are.
Right, exactly. You said you're coming back in January. In January, we're going to talk about the open house.
Yep.
So that's coming up in January. Kind of keep that in the back of your mind, and we'll talk more with Kathy about that a little bit later, especially if you're considering becoming a member of the Elks and you'd like to go check it out. Of course, anybody that would like to be a member, you can sponsor them for an evening to see what it's all about anyway, right?
Absolutely. You know, if you can't make it down this weekend to any of our three events that are right. happening to check out what we do, if you just give the lodge a call and say, hey, you're interested, then one of our officers will contact them and bring them in for a night just to get to know them and show them around and stuff like that. Always looking for new members. People, you know, it's always good for change, always good for new ideas and new thoughts, and just to have more members is always great.
Again, the phone number at the Glenwood Elks Lodge is 945-2286. Again, there are lodges in Rifle and Aspen, too.
Yep.
Join whichever one is closest to you if you're interested.
Absolutely.
They all do actually very similar things, though each lodge is a little unique. That open house in January, by the way, it's going to involve a cribbage tournament, too.
Yes.
So if you're a big or cabbage, as my dad always called it, if you like that game, then you probably want to come out for that one as well. Yeah.
The open house will actually be in February.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So we'll talk about it in January, but the open house will be in February.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Again, memorial boxes, stuffing those starting at 7:30 this Saturday morning. Packing them, I guess, would be a better term.
Sometimes they are stuffed. Well, we've got a lot of food.
Fair enough. Again, if you'd like to help Kathy out, just show up Saturday morning at the lodge at 7:30. And then on Sunday, starting at 11, the memorial dinner, the annual memorial dinner, free for everyone that would like to come out and enjoy a traditional holiday meal.
Yep.
And a little socializing, of course, is always a part of, is always on the agenda when you're going to the Elks. Then let's not forget the hoop shoot this Saturday at Glenwood Springs Middle School. Open to kids 8 to 13 years old as of April 1st next year. Again, just show up with the kids at 9 o'clock and a copy of the birth certificate, and then they'll start shooting hoops around 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Again, that's the first step in the hoop shoot competition. You never know. Maybe one of those boys or girls will make it all the way to nationals and win nationals, just like Bill Bransma from Rifle and Sean Floor from Glenwood.
We sure hope so. We need one. It's been a while.
Yes, it has been. It's actually about, you notice it's been about every 20 years.
Right.
So it's about time for another local kid to make it.
That's it.
Kathy, all the best. It's always a pleasure.
You too.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.